This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are as yet unsure what the fate of the North American Free Trade Agreement is going to be. The president, as you might remember, walked back his threat to pull out of the thing a couple of weeks ago, for the time being, he said, which is my cue to introduce an oldie but a goodie for businesses in this economy, that whole idea of being unsure, uncertainty. Businesses hate it, especially when you're talking about a deal the size of NAFTA. Businesses that depend on cross-border trade. From Houston Public Media, Andrew Schneider has the story on the hoof.
For 3 weeks each year, more than 2 million people converge on Houston for the city's annual livestock show and rodeo. Many come for the entertainment, country music stars, bronco busting, and bull riding. But this is also a trade show, one that attracts buyers from all over the world and U.S. ranchers ready to sell to them.
My name is Coleman Locke, and I'm from Hungerford, Texas. Our family ranch is J.D. Hudgens Incorporated, and we have been in business since 1908.
Locke says Mexico has long been one of the most important foreign markets for J.D. Hudgens. The family ranch sells cattle south to Mexican ranchers who breed them with their own stock. Then they sell the calves back to the U.S., where they're fattened, slaughtered, and sold for beef.
So the profit on those animals will be made in this country.
And the largest foreign buyer of Texas beef? Mexico. Economist Luis Ribera heads the Center for North American Studies at Texas A&M University.
We export as a U.S. about $975 million to Mexico and about $758 million to Canada. That's just beef and veal.
In fact, Mexico is now the third largest export market for American beef. Only Japan and South Korea buy more.
My name is Kelly Sullivan, and I am co-owner of Santa Rosa Ranch.
Sullivan's family, too, has been in the beef industry for more than a century.
Prior to, for example, NAFTA being passed, there was a 25% tariff on our beef.
I asked Sullivan if she's concerned about the potential for trade disputes between the U.S. and Mexico to hurt her business.
What we do know is that President Trump is a businessman and understands the importance of having markets available for products.
Coleman Locke thinks much the same.
I feel confident that he will have our beef organizations at the bargaining table, and we'll be taking advice from them.
Kent Backus is one of those men at the bargaining table. Backus is director of international trade for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C., and he's not nearly so optimistic.
Quite frankly, we're worried that if there are any significant changes made in NAFTA, it'll jeopardize our ability to remain competitive.
Backus says Trump has already dealt beef producers a blow by pulling America out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The TPP would have lowered trade barriers to Japan. He notes that Australia, America's lead competitor there, enjoys an 11% tariff rate advantage over the U.S.
As a result, we've been losing about $400,000 per day in potential sales. And the good thing about TPP is it would have eliminated that gap and leveled the playing field on day one.
Backus notes that beef has long been a target for retaliation in trade disputes, particularly with Mexico. He's lobbying hard to make sure the administration understands what's at stake with NAFTA, because if that trade agreement unravels, his members will be among the first hurt. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider for Marketplace.